Start reading in verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign to you, shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Let's pray. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, God, for a good day. Thank you, God, for each one that's come back tonight, Lord. And God, we ask your blessings upon us, Lord. Thank you for the reading of your word. And Lord, we ask you to just help us right now. God, encourage us right now, God, through your word. God, help us right now, God, to take your word to God and apply it to our hearts and our minds. And God, we want to praise you. We want to honor you. We want to glorify you tonight, Lord, through your word and through the preaching of your word. Help us right now. Be with those that are sick in body that can't be here tonight. And God, I pray, God, you'd help them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. What are angels? Angels are created beings. Now, angels were created to worship God, work for God, do God's will. Amen. You know, we all think we know about angels. I'm bad for saying this. I said this past week. I said, you know, if God would roll back the scroll of what we can't see and help us to see the spiritual world, I've said this before, Brother Don, I said it would probably scare us to death. Amen. Because let's be honest, we do have angels, amen, but there's also demonic beings. Well, those are those fallen angels. I didn't come tonight to preach on the fallen angels, amen. I come tonight to preach on the good angels that stayed where they were supposed to, amen. But you know, but I got to think about it, it might not scare us so bad to know what we got on our side, Brother Tony. Amen. When you think about it, when you think, if you could reach back west, and if God would just unfold our minds, and when she was up here singing about the Lord and praising the Lord and singing about those kind of things, and when Gavin and Olivia was singing this morning and the choir was singing, and somebody gets up and preaches the word of God, I wonder what those angels are doing in this church right now. Amen. You think about that. Amen. Now, we know I believe with all my heart, and I can back it up. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22, but you are come to Mount Sinai and upon the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels. I don't even know if you can number the angels tonight. But I know what the Bible says. The Bible says that you and I have angels with an S, plural, watching over us. Everybody talks about their guardian angel. No, you got multiple angels. And for some of us, praise God, we need them all. Amen? Amen. So let's look at that. Just look just a little while at the ministry of angels. Number one, angels point us in the way we should go. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 23, verse 28, behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee in the place where I have prepared. Exodus chapter 32, verse 34. Therefore now lead the people into the place which I have spoken unto thee. Behold, mine angel shall go before thee. Matthew chapter 1, verse 20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take Mary thy wife, for thou which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Understand, we can't even realize, and we don't even know how many times angels has led us in the right way that we should go. Have you ever had a major decision you were praying about? And all of a sudden it seemed like the light came on. How do we know that wasn't an angel that God sent down to help us in that? Amen. The Bible talks about, let me ask you, I'm gonna put it this way. I remember one night I got lost. And I was lost, and somehow or another, Adrian, I found my way to where I needed to go. I can't tell you how many times that I've done this when I was on the highway patrol. Pull up behind a car out in the middle of nowhere. Get ready to reach down and turn the blue light on. And it's like something said, don't do that. See, a lot of times what we think is good common sense on our part, no. That's God.
That's God sending an angel to help you in that time of need and to lead you in the way that you should go, amen? We've all done it. We've all done it. I might be getting ahead of myself a little bit. Have you ever went to do something and it's almost like someone said, don't do that, don't touch that, don't go there, don't do this, don't do that. You thought about it, and if you'd have really done it, you'd have been in trouble. That was God. That was an angel. I believe with all my heart. That's how God operates. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Angels prepare us for upcoming conflicts. Now the Bible tells us in Judges chapter 6, the Bible says there was a man named Gideon. And the Bible said, and we know but from studying Judges that the Israelites, the children of God, were being persecuted. Daily they were just being persecuted and persecuted and persecuted. And God was looking for a man to lead His people. And God sent an angel to a man named Gideon. In verse 14, the Lord looked upon him and said, go this thy might, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent thee? In other words, God called him to be the leader that God wanted him to be. If you go down to verse 16, we find, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midians as one man. And he goes on and said, Lord, if I found grace in thy sight, give me a sign. He prayed, and we know from studying the Bible, that's when he put out the fleece. He had to be assured. He had to know without a shadow of a doubt that that's what God was wanting him to do. And I believe God allowed that, and God helped him. And if you go back to chapter verse 36 to verse 40, he puts that fleece out, God comes down. Let me tell you, I don't know how God done this, but he put out a fleece, Brother Tony, and one time he prayed, said, Lord, he said, if it's your will, you let all the ground be wet around this fleece of wool, and let that fleece of wool be dry. Can't you just see them angels coming down there watching over that thing and not letting that thing get wet? And then the next night he prayed, Lord, if it's your will, you let this fleece of wool be wet and the ground be dry. And he did. But sometimes God sends those angels for you and I. And if you go to the next chapter, when you study this, if you go to the next chapter, Gideon and his men, God speaks to him again, talks about how he narrowed it down to 300. And when you start studying this, you see how that God prepared him and God had those angels in place to help him. How many of us want you to just stop a minute and think back on your life? And I started to do something tonight, and I didn't want to take up too much time. But with a raise of hand, how many thinks you've had an angel help you in your life? Hands up all over the building. With a raise of hands, how many can say that there's been a time in my life, a definite time in my life, where I could see God's hand keeping me safe? See what I'm talking about? I've said this before. Kevin, I've said this before. Man, I tell my wife, you know, and Eileen probably tells Jason this, I've been trained by the state of South Carolina to drive. Hallelujah. There have been some times, Adrian, that I narrowly miss a wreck. It wasn't my good driving. If y'all think that, y'all crazy. I remember one time I had left Brother Tony's house. I will never forget this. I had left Brother Tony's house for something. I don't know why I was over there, but I left Brother Tony's house, and I come out to the road and I turned left, Brother Tony, there by the Dollar General right there. And you know that road goes down to where those tennis courts at. Right there at that tennis court, there's kind of a little S curve right there. I was driving that white Dodge truck. And unlike some of y'all, I was going a little bit too fast. And Gavin, I won't never forget it. Somehow or another, that truck made it through that S-curve. Don't ask me how. All I knew, it had to be God. God just brought another incident to my mind. I remember when I was on the patrol. I got in a chase. I was going to chase in a car. and I come into an S-curve, sort of like that one, Brother Tony, and I was probably running 100 miles an hour. And when I came out of that curve, I was on the wrong side of the road, Brother Terry. And somehow or another, that car made it back to that right lane where it's supposed to be. That wasn't because I was such a great driver. That was because there's a big angel just reached down and grabbed it and put it where it needed to be. You say, preacher, you're crazy. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, that's what I believe. I believe exactly what I'm preaching to you tonight. There's not a doubt in my mind, glory to God, that there are angels in camp round about us. There's not a doubt in my mind that God's had his angels right there with us, that when you went through surgery and you went through all this stuff that you had to go through, there was somebody there with you that nobody else might not could see. But glory to God, you know they were there. You know they were there. Angels provide for us in our times of discouragement. The Bible talks about it in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 5. And as he lay asleep under a juniper tree, behold, an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Elijah was down. He had prayed fire down from heaven. And Jezebel said, I'm going to kill you. And Elijah got down. He just got discouraged. Anybody ever been there? And all of a sudden, God sent an angel. I've heard you testify. I've heard you testify about this. I've heard David talk about this. How many times have you been down and been discouraged a little bit, and all of a sudden the phone ring? Amen? You say, well, that wasn't no angel. Who do you think led him to do it? Angels, if you go to the book of Revelation, angels are messengers of God. Amen? And understand something. There have been times in my life that I've been down and Brother Robert called me just for a word of encouragement. Brother Robert was the angel that God used at that occasion. Amen? How many times have you and I been an angel? How many times have you and I needed an angel? Amen? Angels provide encouragement for us when we get down. Joseph was going to divorce Mary. Joseph was going to divorce Mary, and God sent an angel. I was troubled in my mind and had reached my darkest time when my life and my spirit was low. I walked out on a span of a bridge made by man and looked down at the waters so cold. I stood shivering there on the edge of despair, knowing well I was going to fall. With the end drawing near, I had no mortal fear, for I had never known him at all. But God sent an angel that only my eyes could see. He was dressed all in white and surrounded by light. Oh, thank God for the love shown to me. Did y'all hear what that verse said? That's talking about somebody on the verge of committing suicide. That's talking about somebody that ain't got nothing else to live for. That's talking about somebody that's tried everything and nothing else worked. But God sent an angel, glory to God. You better be glad that God sent your angel when you needed him right on time, amen. Right on time. Whew. My God. God sends angels to protect us from danger. Amen. King Benadad sought Elijah at Dothan, and he wanted Elisha to die, and God sent an angel. Psalms 34, verse 7, and the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Amen. My prayer is, it's most of the time when I go to the hospital, Brother Tony, and I pray for somebody, most of the time or 99% of the time, one of my prayers is, Lord, encamp your angels round about this room. Encamp your angels round about this bed. I'm telling you right now, I don't know how many times that somebody's been on the verge of death. Somebody's been right there, and God sent down an angel, amen? And God sent down exactly what we needed at the time. I met a guy on a cruise, and I've told you this before, and if you don't believe me, you can look this up on YouTube. His name was Bruce Vanetta. It's amazing how God worked this out. I think this was when me and my wife went on our 25th anniversary cruise. We go to eat supper that night, just me and her. We go to eat supper that night, and they assign you tables. So we go to this table. There's six chairs. We get there. There's a man sitting on this side and a woman sitting on this side. Me and my wife went to the middle chair. I sat beside him. She sat on that side. We just kind of struck up a little conversation, and he said, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a full-time pastor. He said, I'm in full-time ministry myself. I said, glory, I knew it was going to be a good cruise then. Got to talking with him. And he had wrote a book. I've got it in my office, if I'm not mistaken. And the title of his book, this is what he titled it, Gavin, Saved by Angels. He said, now I know I'm not saved by angels. I'm saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. I know. He said, that's just what the Lord led me to title this book. And then he told me his story. He was a diesel mechanic under an 18-wheeler truck up on jack stands. He said, I had fixed the truck. He said, and the guy said, I got one more little leak I'd like for you to look at. He gets on the creeper and rolls up under the truck. The guy fired it up. And as any of y'all mechanics know what I'm talking about? He said, he was looking. He said, it was shaking, vibrating. He said, and all of a sudden, Gavin, it fell off of those jack stands. And the front axle fell across his midsection. He said, all I could do was say, Lord, save me. This is his story. You can look it up on YouTube. He said, all of a sudden, he said, I was at the ceiling looking down on my body. He said, right beside my body were two angels. He said, they were on their knees, and they were still probably 8 foot tall. He said the guy that was in the truck was running all around screaming and crying and trying to call 911. He said the whole time he ran around, Benji, he said he never one time touched those angels. 45 minutes it took for the ambulance to get there. He said the whole time he was looking, he said those angels had their hands on my stomach when that guy pulled him out from under that truck. They get him to the hospital. And it's on record in Green Bay, Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, it's on record the only man alive that had five arteries severed. God sent an angel. Amen. Bruce Vanetta, look it up on YouTube. I'm just telling you, folks, it's real. It's real. Let me tell you something. There's not a doubt in my mind on March 10th, 1987, when I got shot, there was an angel right there with me. There's not a doubt in my mind on July the 4th, 1988, when I got in that shootout at that jailhouse, there was an angel right there with me. Now, I don't have time to go around, but I guarantee you, everybody in here has got a story where how God sent an angel and God protected you, amen? Understand something. Hey, God, angels protect us from danger. It's real. It's real. Angels also keep us from harm. You think about this. In Daniel chapter 3, glory to God, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. Took a stand for what's right. Took a stand for the Lord. Amen. Basically what they said, King, we know you the king, and we're not going to bow down. It don't matter whether our God saves us or our God don't save us. We're not going to bow. And y'all remember what the king said after they throwed him in there? The king said, hey, did not we throw 3 men in? They said, yay, king, we throw 3 men in. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He said, well, hold on a minute. I see 4 in there. And the 4th one looks like the Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. How many times has God watched over you?
Amen.
I got to think about it as I was studying this and thinking on this. And, you know, just right after Heather and Benji got married, a truck run a red light right there at Buford Crossroads, and an 18-wheeler hit Benji in a small Toyota truck. I mean, creamed him. Should have killed him. It is what it is. But he come home that night, didn't you, Benji? And you tell me you don't believe in angels, you're an idiot. It's real, folks. It's real. I got multiple stories that I could tell you, and most of the time, and most of you have heard most of them before, about how God watches over us and God keeps us in his will. I'm gonna do something right now, right quick. Anybody got a special story about an angel you want to tell right now? Go ahead. Amen.
Can in the rain get between us and the bridge, stay on the road, and get back on the road. Woo! Yes, I know there's things in one church.
Anybody else real quick? Go ahead.
Amen. I don't know.
Amen. That's him. Amen. Angels sometimes pull us out of difficulties. Amen. Genesis 19 talks about Sodom and Gomorrah, how God sent angels to pull Lot and his family out. The Bible goes on in Acts chapter 12 to talk about Peter being locked up in jail. And God sent an angel. Amen. Let me tell you something, folks. It's real. It's happened to all of us. And the Bible says this, and I got a couple more little stories, and I'm going to come to a close. The Bible talks about how we entertain angels unaware. I told the story multiple times, and Blake would always hear me tell this story about a friend of mine that used to drive a Pepsi truck, and how that he was down in the Murrells Inlet area. He saw a hitchhiker and said something told him to pick the hitchhiker up, and the guy got in the car and was talking about the Lord and talking about how hungry he was. And he said, "I'm thinking, you know, I'd love to help you, man." He said, "But I just ain't got no money. And I've never driven a Pepsi truck or anything like that." Brother Robert knows what I'm talking about. He said he got to his destination, and it was a long, straight road. And he told the guy, said, "God bless you, man." He said, and the guy said, "Okay, man, God bless you." And he said he got out. He said, he got out of my truck, I opened the door, and as I was walking to that store, he said, "God told me." He said, "You'll take that money out of that bag you got and buy your lunch and replace that money at the end of the week. But you wouldn't do it for a stranger." He said, conviction hit me. He said, "I turned around, I was going to buy the man." He said, "I turned around to get the guy," he said, "and the guy was gone." He said, and that scripture come to my mind about entertaining angels unaware. Well, Blake calls me a few years ago. Him and Krista, I think, somewhere in Florence. I can't remember where they were at. Blake said, "Daddy." I said, "What?" He said, "You remember that story you talking about seeing angels?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I believe I just saw one." And he told me the story, something sort of similar to what had happened. He said, the guy come up and was asking for money. And "I didn't have any." He said, and I turned around, the guy was gone. And Blake said, "I ain't going to hell, am I?" I said, no. But God does test us. God does test us. Angels are real, folks. Now, you listen. I got to think about this as I was sitting on that front seat. How many times, Wes, has God tried to lead us, Dale, for us to be an angel? And we didn't do it. Just like we entertain angels unaware, sometimes God allows you to be a blessing to somebody else. And God will use you to be that angel. Amen. I want you to bow your heads. I'm just want to just give us a, we don't have to have any music tonight. And maybe you just got a need.